I really appreciate your deep thought and your hard work. I wanted to just take a second and remind all of the members of the General Services Committee, last year we went through a budget exercise that cut every agency except one. Had that budget been honored, we would not be in the dire straits. We'd still be upside down, but we wouldn't be where we are today. Had we taken the steps necessary last year to present an austere budget? Some of you may remember I spoke on the floor last year after the budget debate or during it, and I predicted we'd be about $2 billion upside down. I was wrong. We're way deeper in debt than that. This budget is balanced on borrowing and paying back over 30 years money to run our day-to-day operations. Now, I don't know how many of you put your name on the front of a check and run a company, but if you did that in your company where you couldn't meet your daily operating expenses without borrowing a tremendous amount of money and putting it on the books for 30 years, 30 years, people, who in this room is going to be here, except maybe the speaker, for 30 more years? We are putting this burden on generations of people that will follow us here. And if you think we're having trouble today paying our bills, think about what's going to happen over the next 30 years as we try to pay this money back. We are currently over $7 billion behind paying our 74,000 vouchers that are sitting waiting to be paid. None of that is addressed here. We have 74,000 vouchers of people that have provided services to this state to the tune of over $7 billion that we haven't even touched, and that number will continue to grow. The issue of giving the governor this spending authority has been addressed, and I guess if you listen to the governor over the last several months, threaten to withhold funds from communities that won't knuckle down. Why do you think those communities are going to have any trust that this money will be spent in a fair and equitable way? It's very, very concerning. You want to talk about a budget, and you ask,
sir,
how do you do this?
Sir, your time is up, but Representative Wilhauer, you will yield additional 3 minutes.
Thank you very much. You balance a budget like we do in our house. You balance a budget like you do in your business. You know what your income is going to be. You know what your fixed costs are, what your overhead is. It's your mortgage. It's your car payment. It's your insurance payment. It's your utilities. We haven't sat down, none of us that I know of, have sat down and addressed what are our priorities. And how do we live within this budget? Yes, it's going to be painful, but do we really want to kick this can down the road for 30 years? And who's to say when we come back in a year from now that we're not going to be in the same position because this economy isn't going to click? I mean, this governor has said that we'll be locked down until there's a vaccine discovered. 5 years, 6 years until we get to the end of this? I don't see it. We need to make the hard choices. That's what we're here for. We need to do the things that we have to do here. And this budget doesn't do that. It puts a 30-year albatross around the taxpayers of this state. I wouldn't do it to my company. I wouldn't do it to my household. I mean, this is totally irresponsible. Would you go out and buy a lottery ticket and go, well, you know what? I'm going to win the lottery, so I'm going to go buy a new car with my winnings. And that's what this budget does. We can't do that. Let's do the right thing for the people of this state. Let's get back together. Let's work and find a way to do it. And I know that you can do it. We're willing to do it. You've got a lot of smart people on your side, Leader Harris. This isn't the right budget. This isn't the right time, and this isn't the right place. I ask you, please, give us an opportunity to fix this.